This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Josh Luke. Josh does a variety of things, really bright guy, a keynote speaker, entrepreneur, healthcare person. Josh, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Scott. I love what you guys are doing there at the law firm and with the Becker's Healthcare events, which are, I think, are the best events out there nationally. I started in healthcare as a nursing home administrator and then was asked to be the CEO of a really small hospital that had a nursing home under its license as well as a behavioral health unit. And 4 years later, we were doing well, so I got recruited to go to another hospital. And so I ended up being a hospital CEO for about 10 years and then a VP over a not-for-profit health system. After that, of post-acute services, kind of one of the first to be named to that back in 2012. So I took that post-acute experience, that acute CEO experience, and became one of the first hospital executives nationally to start talking about value-based care and how we were going to get this done after the ACA passed.
Thank you. And let me ask you this, just really quickly, 60 seconds, two biggest trends in healthcare.
Well, from the world I live in, which is somebody who's been an outspoken critic 2013 about the fact that we need to transform to value-based care, and there was so little movement from the acute sector because times have been so good for all these years, and the lobby had been so effective in pushing off any threats. I really see just right now with the Trump administration no longer having a majority as it pertains to the hospitals, I see transparency, pricing transparency is a huge trend. Finally, the day of reckoning's come where they're going to force hospitals not just to post prices, but to post them in a language that we understand. And also, I think the meaningful use regulations of between 2010 and 2015 have proven to be a colossal waste of time and money. And now you're seeing players like Microsoft and Amazon move into the space and really trumping the dominance that the big EMR players have had for the last 8 years. It makes me wonder if within 5 years that all of that's going to be a colossal waste of time now that we're able to take this to the mainstream.
Well, let me ask you a question about that. The future of Epic and Cerner, as these medical records move more and more to Apple, Microsoft, other big cloud-based, sort of these web companies, what's the future of Epic and Cerner? Are they so ingrained that their future is great no matter what, or are there threats to their future?
Well, I think that's a great question. And I think you saw Cerner's president leave a few months ago and go over to a new kind of wellness type, transformative care type company. And I think that was a sign that all the things that I've been working on in terms of transforming from a hospital-based system to a system that focuses on keeping people well and at home, it's finally here. And I think what drove that, Scott, is the Republican majority before the last election, their inability to undo the ACA. And even in your publication yesterday, you guys reiterated that the Medicare fund is going to be dry in 7 years. So there's a reason that a Republican majority was unable to get that done and undo the value-based care is here to stay. It spells the end of this that these two or three big companies have had. And I covered that very thoroughly in my book, Execute, A Former Hospital CEO Tells All, and also a little bit in my Health-Wealth books.
Well, congratulations. And Josh, you do so many things. How do you keep yourself motivated day in, day out? How do you keep yourself excited about it all?
Well, thanks so much, Scott. I'm having been one of the closing keynotes at one of the Becker's events. I'm a public speaker for a living. I also do a little bit of coaching. I operate a two not-for-profits, actually, the National Readmission Prevention Collaborative. And for years, we ran events, and now we're just a CEU provider. We provide certifications and readmissions, bundled payments, and transitional care. And when you do those certifications, you actually get 4 CEU or CME for registered nurses, doctors, pharmacists, social workers, case managers, and nursing home administrators. And we've seen that to be a real value to help these professionals learn how to transform effectively. The other not-for-profit is Health-Wealth. And we just recently came up with a health wealth certification that's for brokers and pharmacy benefit managers. And that certification is just kind of a badge of integrity for them to say, hey, we're putting our client first. We realize that Americans and American businesses can no longer afford health care. And so we're going to start to be a part of the solution instead of part of the problem.
Well, fantastic. And what is the single most important thing you do today to be successful? What do you ascribe your success to? What's the single most important thing you have to do?
You know, Scott, I think one of the ways that you and I got to know each other is just being active on social media and being truthful. And while I have a journalistic background and I'm a public speaker, so I used to write long-form stories for Forbes and LinkedIn and other other publications. Now I find that using short form, which is sharing your stories that you guys send out daily or from other publications, and just putting my two or three sentences, the Josh Luke filter, the Dr. Josh Luke lane, which is transformative care, pricing transparency, and how to make healthcare affordable for Americans. I've gathered quite a following, over 100,000 followers on social media between the three or four platforms and YouTube. I teach at the University of Southern California in healthcare policy. That keeps me energized. A lot of the folks, when they introduce me at events throughout the country, introduce me as a healthcare futurist. And the secret to why people started calling me that, Scott, is the truth of the matter is, in 2012 and 13, I was the only one who was saying, here's what the ACA says. And I don't see any way other than to do this because there's no money left in the Medicare fund. And here we are, 9 years post-ACA, and it took till about a year and a half or 2 years ago before most of the hospital systems and health systems nationwide started moving towards value-based care when they realized that it was here to stay.
Well, let me ask you one more question, Josh. If this year goes well for you, what does that look like?
Well, thank you for that. You know, it's more about doing less speaking appearances, but more for the right audience. And I'll give you a good example. We created at the not-for-profit a selling to hospitals, a kind of master class that you can access on the National Readmission Prevention website. That's there because people didn't realize, hey, hospitals are no longer a heads in bed business model. They are now a value-based care insurance model. And so what I want to do through social media, different certifications and products online through the not-for-profit and speaking is I want to come educate, whether it's the healthcare providers, the nurses, the doctors, the administrators, or those selling to and working with to provide solutions. I want to come speak for your group. So if you're a member of a case management group, a physician group, a hospital administration group, or even a group of brokers or pharmacy benefit managers, anything under the healthcare for Americans umbrella, check me out at drjoshnook.com. Follow me on LinkedIn. We're relaunching my podcast here in the next few weeks. It's called Dr. Luke's Waiting Room, the Healthcare Affordability Podcast. And so check it out. And you know, if you don't already subscribe to Becker's Daily Newsletters, that's where I get the best information that I reshare on social media with you all to share with you what's relevant in terms of transformative care and pricing transparency.
Fantastic. Josh, it's always a pleasure to visit with you. I always find it interesting, and you're such a pleasure to talk to. So thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it greatly.
Thanks so much, Scott. You guys keep up the good work on your end. And if anybody needs anything from me, they can check it out at drjoshluke.com or health-wealth.com.
Thank you so much.